So in colorectal cancer, it's widely acknowledged that lymph node metastasis is perhaps the most important prognostic factor, both in absolute presence and in number of nodes involved. And the standard of care for these this group of patients is to have adjuvant chemotherapy. When we look at outcomes, however, in the Jukes B or stage 2 group, the node-negative patients, there are rather heterogeneous outcomes, with survival varying from 85% five-year survival right down to 54%, with one in four of these patients recurring. This would imply, perhaps, that the current histopathological staging for these patients is inadequate, which has led to the search for alternative factors which may influence their prognosis.